Okay, so I mentioned this just before the break, that earlier on in the week, Laura mentioned this during the entertainment news, and I was like, that is brilliant. We have to ask people about their first ever celebrity crush. So you might have heard it, and it's up on our website, that Pink was on Carpool Karaoke with James Corden. And I think it was way far back as Tuesday, and all week I've been like, we have to ask people, and we just have run out of time every day. So Pink was talking to James Corden on Carpool Karaoke about her first ever heartbreak. And she said it was because she thought when she was younger that she was going to marry John Bon Jovi. And she obviously didn't marry John Bon Jovi. John Bon Jovi was way older than her and married his wife. And he's still married to, I think, like, she's this high school sweetheart. But Pink said she just bawled crying. It was so devastating to her because she was so in love with John Bon Jovi. So that made us think about the celebrities that we were mad into when we were younger. Or there might even be an actual celebrity. It would be like a character in a film. So Rachel was mad into Josh Hartnett's character in Pearl Harbor. That's the first guy that she ever remembers being really, really mad into. Now, personally, I was more into Ben Affleck in Pearl Harbor, and we've been having a row about that. And there's a poll up on the Spin 1038 Instagram stories. But that is the first celeb that Rachel can remember being really, really mad into. Now, I do remember being quite into Take That, but I think I was more like, oh yeah, no, I love Mark Owen or I love Robbie Williams, but I didn't really. I think the first celebrity that I ever really honestly thought that if I met him, I could make him fall in love with me was Scott from Five. And I used to like read interviews or like, you know, yeah, like interviews with him in magazines. And I'd be like, oh my God, like we are so compatible. Anyway, I was raging because I never actually got to meet Scott from Five. So for you, who was that celebrity? Like that person that you were just so mad into, you had their posters on your wall. Baz was saying just before he left, there, he had Kylie Minogue's picture up on his wall when she was Charlene in Neighbours. And I have to say, a lot of people on the Spin 1038 Facebook page are posting pictures or memes of really old school TV characters. So Kelly Kapowski from Saved by the Bell is up there a lot. Dave has posted her. He says, has to be this lady. Zach Morris is there too. Katie says, Frankie Muniz from Malcolm in the Middle. So Malcolm from Malcolm in the Middle. I didn't know that was his surname. Wow. And Nicole says, Mark from Westlife. Sarah says, Orlando Bloom all the way. Now, I'm not into Orlando Bloom, but I loved him in the first Pirates of the Caribbean. And like that, I remember being really into the character of, I think it's Will in Pirates of the Caribbean. Lynn says Mark Owen. Aaron says it was Hilary Duff. And Helen says Jared Leto in My So-Called Life. Yeah, definitely. I think if you were a teenager at a certain age, My So-Called Life was the biggest thing ever. And Jared Leto was just such a heartthrob. So loads of people might fancy Jared Leto over the years because look, he's still going and he's such an incredible actor. But yeah, I like the kind of specifics that you like that person as that certain character. So Jared Leto in My So-Called Life. I also loved the middle brother in Home Improvement, Jonathan Taylor Thomas, I'm pretty sure that's his name. I do the odd Google search every now and again, see what he's up to. I loved his character. I think he was Randy, it was his name, in Home Improvement. He was gorge and he was the funniest of all of them. So like that, your first crush, celebrity or TV character, boy band, girl band, your first crush growing up. Some of the celebrity crushes that are coming in. Thank you so much for getting involved. It's been a crack on a Friday afternoon. Elizabeth is on the line. Hi, Elizabeth.
Hiya.
I started off this conversation talking about Pink and her obsession with John Bon Jovi. Pink was your obsession, Elizabeth.
Yes, if anyone knew me as a teenager, they would know that this was the case. I had major crushes on Pink, and I one stage cut my hair and dyed pink. I really, 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 really liked her. I just thought, like, her music and her looks, everything. I was like, yeah, she's my future wife.
Ah, I love it. And she's a pretty amazing role model. Like, Pink's been around a long time, and she's been very outspoken about being body confident and, you know, like, confident in believing in yourself and being who you are. So you really looked up to her as well.
Yeah, well, it was a lot of that. Like, I've seen her so many times, and like, if she was to come to Ireland again, like 100%, I'd be the first person in the queue. But I think the videos that she made, like even the speeches and stuff that she'd do during the live concerts, they weren't manufactured stuff. They were stuff that she really believed in. And that's what I think everyone thought. Like, I'm sure, like, everyone who's listening who's ever had a crush on Pink is just like, oh yeah, no, she's real, you know, like, yeah, she's talked to me. But like, that's how you felt when you were like a 14, 15 year old teenage girl from Dublin. You know, that way, like, she was really, really passionate, and I think it was good to be a fan of her, you know, that way, as opposed to someone like Britney Spears, who didn't have, like, she was good looking but didn't have the substance, I think. I don't know if
yeah,
that makes any sense.
Yeah, there was a lot more to her, you felt, Elizabeth. Yeah. And you texted in as well about your best friend who was mad into Jonathan Rhys-Meyer. Jonathan Rhys-Meyers.
Yeah, we had these lovely, we had these major crushes, and we thought that, like, if we could just find the two of them in Dublin, like, we could have convinced them to marry us. And she actually met Jonathan Rhys-Meyers thanks to our stalking. I never met Pink, but she met him when he was filming The Tudors.
Yeah.
And we kind of thought that the security guards were having us on, because we'd been at a few of the sets, and we'd asked, you know, oh, is Jonathan Rhys-Meyers there? And they'd be like, go away. Like, oh, geez, Jonathan Rhys-Meyers there? And they'd be like, go away. And it was at a few different little places that we got, like, word from, like, other people that they were sitting up there. So one day they were in Christchurch.
Okay.
Do you know Christchurch? They were filming in there. And lo and behold, we rocked up. We were in town anyway. We rocked up and we were like, okay, this is the day. We're going to meet him. And lo and behold, he was there. And he was gone for lunch. So the security guard said, like, if you hold on until 2 o'clock, he's on his way back, he has to come back here. And my poor friend, she actually, I don't think she actually really spoke to him. She just burst into tears as soon as he got out of the car.
Aww, and did he say hi to her?
He was so kind. They explained, like, that we'd been here for like 15 minutes kind of waiting, and he was like, oh my God, like, where, like, this is such a compliment, like, and he was trying to, like, console my friend and stop her from crying. And he said something like, you know, oh, you know, I hate when pretty girls like you cry. And then, like, that was just nearly fainted. Do you know that way?
Oh, that is gorgeous.
So she was delighted. I think we were the, like, talk of the town for about 2 years because of that story. She just couldn't believe that, like, he'd given her so much time and given her so much attention a little bit. Do you know that way? Like, he was there for a good 5-10 minutes talking to her, like, so you can't complain about that when celebrities actually care. That's like, some people are their whole world.
Because it must be so weird having these teenage girls running up being like, I'm in love with you, and if you just give me 5 minutes, you're going to want to marry me. Like, it must be so insane. And he was so young. And that, listen, it's never too late, Elizabeth. You could still meet Pink. Like, don't lose hope.
I'll go find her right now. I'll hop on a plane. I'll get rid of her husband and all her kids. Just steal her. No, thanks for the encouragement, though. I think you've reignited something now. I'm going to be a bit of a Pink weirdo stalker for a few years.
Lovely to speak to you, Elizabeth. Thanks for coming
on.
Bye-bye. We want to hear about your celebrity crushes today. And wow, amazing that Elizabeth's friend got to meet Jonathan Rhys-Meyers, and he was so lovely to her. But yeah, sometimes it's a pop star. As Elizabeth said, there was just something about Pink that just, she looked up to her, but she really fancied her as well, because there was just so much substance to her, and she really spoke to, like, this 14-year-old girl. Who was it for you that you were just so mad into, and you honestly believed that if you met them, they'd fall in love with you? I mentioned before the song there that I was mad into Jonathan Taylor Thomas from Home Improvement. He played the middle brother. And I totally forgot as well, because I did a Google during the song, as I do every now and again, to see what he's up to. He's Simba. Like, Jonathan Taylor Thomas is the voice of Simba in The Lion King. And how could I have forgotten that? That's his biggest role. And also, randomly, you've got to love Wikipedia, right? They, like, have a rundown on all his movies and all the voiceovers and everything he did. And then, just randomly, it says, personal life. Thomas has been a vegetarian for most of his life. That's it. That's all we know. And then, of course, I went down the rabbit hole into the Home Improvement Wikipedia. And Pamela Anderson, that's where she started. She was the girl on the set of the Home Improvement TV show. She was only in 2 seasons of it. There was another girl for the rest of it. But that's where Pamela Anderson started. So there you go. Anyone else remember that show and remember fancying Jonathan Taylor Thomas? Get in touch. 087 711 1038. Deborah's on the line. Hi, Deborah.
Hiya, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. Okay, who did you have a massive crush on, Deborah? And maybe
Nelly.
Still do.
Nelly. I'm absolutely obsessed with Nelly.
What is it about him?
I touch just everything. Like, he's just unbelievably good looking. His songs, love everything.
Is your radio on there, Deborah? Sorry, just turn it down a touch if you can.
Sorry.
Go ahead.
I have your hands free. Hello?
Okay, there we go. So what age were you now when you first...
When he came out, it was 2000, so I would have been 12 or 13.
Okay.
And now I'm still the exact same, still obsessed with him. He's coming here now on Monday for 3 shows.
I know!
I'm going to 3 of them. I actually cannot wait.
Sorry, did you say you're going to all three of his gigs?
Oh, I'm going to three of them, yeah.
Deborah.
Wait, I got to meet, he came here 2 years ago and I met him. And I got him to write his signature on my side. I got it tattooed and everything. I'm obsessed.
He wrote on you and then you got it tattooed over?
Yeah, the next morning I went straight away to get a tattoo. He was looking at me like, hey, no, little mama, you don't want to go and do that. And I was like, yes, I do.
Deborah, that is Nelly's super fan list,
yeah,
right
I
there.
Yeah, I am crazy about Nelly.
So when
crazy.
You met him, did you tell him like what a big fan you were?
Oh, I couldn't stop crying. Like, I have pictures, but it's just of me crying. And I was only out of hospital, so I was just like, I couldn't even believe I made it there. But I did tell him, like, I'd absolutely love you. And he was like, oh, I love you too. And, you know, that was good.
Come here, didn't he go to jail?
He went like over the rape charges, wasn't he?
Sorry, I missed that, Deborah. What?
Was it over the rape charges or...
No. Oh, well, I didn't know there was any of those charges. No,
There was rape charges there a couple of months ago, but the woman pulled out of it. Like, it was, I personally don't believe it. But,
oh,
yeah.
Oh, Jesus, I never even heard about that. No, I think that he didn't pay his taxes or something, and he went to jail a few years ago.
Yeah, I've heard about that. All right.
So did you write him letters?
I sent him an Instagram message. That's what I did.
Did he have Instagram on the inside?
No, but I sent them.
Okay.
Yeah.
Deborah, I've never known anyone to be such a massive Nelly fan.
Oh, I'm crazy about him.
And still, crazy. After all these years?
Yeah, 17, 18 years later, still obsessed with him.
Amazing. Deborah, lovely to speak to you. Enjoy the three gigs.
Oh, I cannot wait. Thank you, everyone.
Okay, bye.
Take care.
That is so funny. Three Nelly shows she's going to next week. Now, I like Nelly. Like, Nelly was pretty big when I was a teenager. And in my early 20s, but three gigs. Wow. Some of these are really old school. Dermot's been in touch on Facebook to say Kirsty Alley. Now, Kirsty Alley, right? Kirsty Alley was probably one of the biggest actresses of the 90s. She's like in Lucky's Talking with John Travolta. But she's not really around that much anymore. And she probably wouldn't have the same like sex symbol status that she had back in the 90s. But she's so gorgeous and a brilliant actress. Sinead says, Colin Farrell for me. Kelly Kapowski again. Another listener says, Elijah Woods as Frodo Baggins. I was literally a 7-year-old, ready for marriage. Ready for marriage to a hobbit. Like, Elijah Woods is very good looking. But as Frodo Baggins, I don't know how I feel about that. And that is what is really interesting about some of these messages that are coming in, that it's not actually the actor, it's the character they are. So I mentioned Orlando Bloom in Pirates of the Caribbean earlier, Randy from Home Improvement. Another listener, Kelly Kapowski, proper love, like I was proper jealous of Zach Morris. Another listener says, my first celebrity crush was Cheryl Cole or any other Girls Aloud member. Okay, you weren't picky. And I love this one. Michelle says, Austin O'Brien. Now, I'm not going to lie, Michelle, right? I had to do a Google. Austin O'Brien is the kid from Last Action Hero. Am I right? And Emilio Estevez and Young Guns. Emilio Estevez. People forget about Emilio Estevez. He's so underrated. So he's the coach in... what's it called? Mighty Ducks. But before that, like, he's Charlie Sheen's brother. Emilio Estevez, I think, is nearly better looking than Charlie... Now, we're going back to the 90s when they were both quite hot. Emilio Estevez, I think... people forget about Emilio Estevez. Right, your celebrity... your first celebrity crush... when you were a kid, get involved. 087 711 103. And it's a TV character. That is totally fine. And I said you don't have to say it's an actor or a pop star, your first ever celebrity crush. It could also be a character in a TV show or in a film. Samantha, I think, wins. Hi, Samantha.
Hi, yeah.
Samantha, tell us who your first crush was.
Edward Scissorhands. I loved him. I was about probably about 40 when it came out. 4 or 5, but I was just obsessed with Edward Scissorhands.
I was really afraid of Edward Scissorhands, and I know he was really nice, but he was scary. He had scissors for hands, Samantha.
Yeah, but his persona was just, because he was so kind and so loving, I was mad about him. And I never knew it was Johnny Depp.
Really? I was going to ask, were you mad into Johnny Depp?
No, I never knew it was Johnny Depp until I was probably a teenager.
So it was just Edward Scissorhands?
Yeah, Edward Scissorhands. It's a mad one.
And I think now, him and Winona Ryder were a couple back then.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, there was something lovely about Edward Scissorhands, the movie, and they seemed really in love.
Yeah, and even to this day, when I watch Edward Scissorhands, I still have that, oh, yeah, I still like him.
Stop. Yeah, so I suppose the first few times I would have seen it, if it's someone, anyone listening is too young to have ever seen Edward Scissorhands, you need to go and watch it. It's just one of the best films ever.
Yeah.
And it was such a lovely story. It was kind of weird. I don't even know who it was by. It was such an odd, odd movie. But
yeah,
there was something lovely about Edward. You're right, he was lovely. I don't know why I was scared of him.
Yeah. No, I was never scared of him. I was never once scared of him. Totally in love with him.
Oh, Samantha, that's so cute. And you were like, what, four?
4 or 5, yeah, when it first came out, yeah.
I love it. And still now, to this day, you love watching it and love him.
Yeah, yeah. And it just brings back all the memories, all the feelings I had from when I was a kid.
Stop! I know, it's a pity Johnny Depp is such a weirdo now, isn't it?
I know.
I'm not into Johnny Depp at all. Like, I don't get it. Like, I don't...
Yeah, no, I wouldn't fancy Johnny Depp. Like, I wouldn't. But Edward Scissorhands, yeah, any day.
Yeah. Okay, Samantha, lovely to speak to you. Thanks for coming on.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Yeah, Johnny Depp, I think the first Pirates of the Caribbean was gas. It was a bit of a novelty, but he's just kind of that character in everything now, isn't he? He's a bit of a joke. But Edward Scissorhands, Samantha said, just was her biggest crush ever as a kid. Ash has texted in to say, Leonardo DiCaprio was mine. Obsessed. Do you remember that, like when you were younger with your mates being like, Leonardo DiCaprio is my boyfriend. No, he's my boyfriend. No, actually, he's my boyfriend. Like, stop. It is so cringy, but we all did it. Like, you're mad into celebrities and you have their posters on your wall. Like, I remember a friend of mine being so obsessed with Leonardo DiCaprio. It was around the time Romeo and Juliet came out and then Titanic came out. Stop the lights. This listener says, my first celebrity crush was Jerry May from RTE's programme Den 2. I thought she was amazing. I was probably only 3 or 4 at the time. Jerry from the Den, amazing. Another says, Joey McIntyre from New Kids New Kids on the Block. I was just about to say New Kids Off the Block. New Kids on the Block. Leighton says Miley Cyrus. And Ken says, oh yeah, we were asking like characters, right? And Ken says Legolas from Lord of the Rings, aka Orlando Bloom. When I saw Orlando Bloom in real life, I was very shocked and sad. I was quite devastated that he didn't have long blonde hair in real life. And this is hilarious. Right, so we had Deborah on a few minutes ago, right? And Deborah is in love with Nelly, still in love with Nelly. She's been in love with him since she was a teenager. And she's going to see him this week. Yeah, I think it's, is he in the Olympia? He was in the Olympia last year, 3 nights. She's going to all 3 gigs. Last year, she got him to sign her side. And the next day, she went and got it tattooed on her. This listener has been in touch to say, oh my God, was that Deborah as your caller? If so, I remember her from school. She was obsessed with Nelly, even wore a plaster on her face in school. Yes, I'm pretty sure there's only one Deborah in Dublin that obsessed with Nelly. Oh, that's amazing. Another says, going around with the plaster on her face. Oh my God. Deborah, that is brilliant. Sorry. This listener says, River Phoenix, when he was in Stand By Me, and Sam Huntington from Jungle to Jungle. I couldn't help it. Nick says, yep, yeah, Harvey from Sabrina. It's so funny. It's the characters that we fall in love with. And Ekaterina says, Michael Jackson. I was so madly in love with him. Yeah, and I think there's like there was different Michael Jacksons, you know? There was different characters that he was in different videos. What's the one that he's in with Naomi Campbell? And he, like, it's in Egypt. Oh, damn it. It's so old, I can't remember. But the Michael Jackson video with Naomi Campbell in it. I love him in that one. Jane says, my first celebrity crush was Jeremy Sumpter. He was Peter in the Peter Pan movie in 2003, and he was so cute in it. I absolutely love these. They are brilliant. I mentioned Emilio Estevez earlier, and Tina says, when all my pals were into Emilio Estevez, I was into Andrew McCartney, Breakfast Club, and an Eeyore. They were all into George Clooney, but I was dreaming of Noah Wyle. I love a baby face. Andrew McCartney, right, in Breakfast Club. Am I right, Tina? And tell me, I need you to get back to me on this one. Andrew McCartney is the guy that was in Mannequin with, what's her face? Samantha from Sex and the City, Kim Cattrall. Again, we're going really old school, but Tina, will you let me know? That's Andrew McCartney as well. I know I could just Google it, but it's more fun if you text it in. 087 711 1038. Keep it going. I absolutely love them. Deborah, I cannot get over you with the plaster on your face. That is so funny. Thank you for whoever texted that in.